showing a bunch of categories up on the screen, you're going to be paired in twos. And if you've seen the old classic show, it's very true to that. There are seven categories in each round to be picking off the board. You and your partner will have 30 seconds. One person will see the card, and the other player is trying to guess. You just go in order from the top. So, for instance, let's say things you might see in a parade. Well, okay, fursuits might be the first one. So you can say anything you want. Okay, you have to be careful what you say, because like if you say anything furry, you're going to get buzzed. You can gesture, you can keep saying words, you can give a definition, you can describe it, you can pantomime. The key thing is the only thing you can't say, like if the word was furry, you can't say fur. You can't say a large portion of the word. Or if it's baseball and you say, it's a game, they hit balls. No, you can't say that. But if it was like baseball, okay, there's innings. There's innings, you got nine players on a team. Baseball, okay, go to the next one. And you try to get as many of them as you can in 30 seconds. Each team will get three categories. The maximum possible score you get is 21. You'll probably get somewhere between there. And the winning team gets to go to the bonus round for fun. We'll see who's the top player today. So who would like to come up and play? Come on up. Come on up. Sure, come on up. And the crazy shirt. Yeah. We should have enough time. I actually have an extra game because I know we have a little bit extra time than we normally have with our hour. But especially with no... Yeah, just have a seat over there. I'll just please make sure to try to speak into the mics. Just get close to you.
You tell me where to sit.
Any spot.
Any spot?
Any spot.
Yours.
You said you're gonna any. You're going to play two and two. What is it? You went to the church. I called you up. Unless you change your mind, that's okay.
No, I go.
Alright, so I'm
going to
start on the far end here. Go ahead, introduce yourself to the
audience. I recorded audio and some video. Video on.
So they should all be on. Alright, so you, my friend, you go by and introduce yourself to the audience.
I'll do it later.
I am Hazard.
Welcome, Hazard. Anything else you want to add to that?
Not really.
Welcome, Hazard, everybody. Round of applause. Thank you. Thank you for playing with
Hazard. I am Pyra. I'm on a raccoon.
Pyra, yes. You're a rat. Ooh, round of applause for Pyra.
Yep. I'm Vess, and I'm a seal. Vess? Vess. Vess.
And you're a seal.
All right.
And you're a seal. And who do we have here?
My name is Fluffy Pooflekins.
Pooflekins.
Yes, actually, my name is KP.
Welcome to the show, KP. Yes. So I got Vess and KP, and Hazard, and...
Pyra.
P-Y-R-A, yeah, not pyre, because that's a different word. All right, so for the first round here, I'll be kind of handling the tech and stuff. By the way, I'm Iggy. Hi, welcome to Pyramid. Hey, there's a whole intro. All right, that's enough of that. All right, so the first round, I'm going to read them off. So the categories are a bit of a clue as to what all those seven words are related. So it might help you, it might not. But once you pick a category, I will tell you what they're all kind of jokes, so I will tell you what the actual category is. Here we go. Counting on it. Doing the dishes with Myron. Learning the Lehrer alphabet. Little, yellow, different. Dab the Dabo, trade the Tongo. And wicking it all away. We did a coin toss backstage. Hazard and Pyra get to go first. Which one would you like?
Wicking it all away.
Wicking it all away. So I'm going to tell you, I need this one here. And I need this one in my hand. Wicking it all away is describe these things that wick away moisture or absorb water. I'm going to ask you to start whoever's going to be giving the clues. So whoever gives for this round, the other person has to give for the second round, for the last one you get to choose who gives. All right. So you're going to start from the top. And just you have to pass this so I can follow along where you're at. So for the top one, you're going to try to describe that. Once they get it, cool. Yeah, you look it up and look at it. Just don't show your teammates.
Okay.
You're trying to get them to guess all the words on that card in 30 seconds. But start with the top.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Go.
Okay, put these on your feet, on your shoes.
Socks.
Teams wear this when they play on the field.
Jersey?
Yes.
Put this on the bed to lay on it.
Sheet.
Yes.
Shower.
Towel.
The thing that stops the water.
Yes.
Car, it's the thing you put your feet on.
Brake, gas valve.
the dirt. There's the, on your, in the bottom of the floorboard.
Oh, Carmack.
Yes.
And the automobile, this is where you put your...
You did really well. You got five of them. Round of applause. Good job. in that car seat. And headband was the last one. All right. So, KP and... You can remind me what your name is. Don't just say you.
Oh, Vess.
Vess, that's right. KP and Vess, what one did you like? And you can't pick the one that's already...
Counting on it.
Counting on it. If you have a guess, you're more than welcome to guess at what you think it is. This one is pretty straightforward. Describe these occupations who count things.
Occupations who count
things. Yeah, occupations that who would count things. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to get set up here. Poor Jack, what's going on here?
Hey. Right. Hey.
30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Ready.
Am I ready? Yes, go.
This is the person that checks you out at a grocery store.
Cashier.
This is the person who works at the place where all the money is.
Big building. Teller.
Nope, it's the person who counts the money.
Accountant?
Pass.
Okay.
Pass. This is a person who tells you how everything in the country is going. Money, money, money.
U.S. Treasury?
No. Okay, we're going to pass that one. This is a person who sells or buys things with companies on Wall Street.
Stock trader.
You're so close. Going out one, you almost got the second one. We're looking for a cashier, we had banker, auditor, which we passed, economist, stockbroker, accountant, and surveyor. Sorry, no worries.
That was a very tough shot. All
right, so we're going to go back to Pyra and...
Hazard.
Hazard, thank you.
The Jaguar.
The Jaguar. Right.
I didn't say that.
What category would you like? You're up by a bunch.
Little yellow different.
Little yellow different. Little yellow different. You describe these things that are small and yellow, like Nuker. Little yellow different. And also doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
Did everything go backwards at Anderson?
I forget.
All right. So who didn't give the last time? All right. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
In the bath, that's a little plastic toy.
Rubber duck.
Yes.
You use them to write on at work.
Pencil?
A pad. They're sticky.
Sticky pad. Post-it notes.
Yes.
On the cob, it's a vegetable.
Or on the
yep.
Yes.
Emojis, the most famous one, is just a...
Smiley face?
Yep.
A little bird stings at you. Goes in coal mines to...
Canary.
Yep. Yep.
Little yellow flower.
Daisy.
Yes.
And you use them in the sink for dishes.
Not really responsible. Well, okay, it's like you're playing against Rangers. What would you like? You got a bunch. You can still catch up. You get two, they only have one left. Let's pick a good one.
I think we're going to take Dab the Dabo Trade the Tango.
Dab the Dabo Trade the Tongo.
Tongo.
That one is, describe these things having to do with the risk economically gambling-based games Tongo and Dabo with Ferengi. So these are words you might be hearing while playing gambling and economy-style games with Ferengi.
I'm going to go back to accounting.
I swear I did.
I understood some of those words.
Alright, do your best. Just remember, all you gotta do, doesn't matter how you get there, you don't have to say the word. I'm gonna put 30 seconds on the clock for you.
I want Quark to jump in for me. Okay.
We're right.
I'll charge you.
Alright, 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Go.
Game, you use money, you own properties.
Monopoly.
Yep.
What you like to do for consumables.
Eat them.
What must you do before you eat them?
Bake them. Baking. Pass.
How are we allowed to use opposites?
Net gain.
Loss.
Net gain.
Net gain?
In economics.
In economics. Pass.
The swarm on a car.
Swarm on a car?
Make a move.
Yes.
Yes. That was good.
Okay.
Bye. What was said operative cell.
Yeah, so you'd be like, not cell, but you can do clues like that. I don't know who was here for password, but like a password, not allowed to give direct copies. This is, you can basically say anything or do anything but the word.
That's okay.
You did all right. Monopoly, buy, profit, wheel, dice, margin, and exchange were the words. Basically all of the, in the Star Trek universe, I forget if it's Tongo or Devon, like one place with a roulette wheel, there's like cards.
Dabo.
Okay. But it also has cards, and it's like, hostile takeover, and like all of them are just like businessy words.
I know that the next clue is going to be, list these words that have at least 19 syllables.
I didn't say anything.
KP and I.
Tyra and Hazard?
I know you two. Tyra and.
Vess
and KP.
Alright.
We're going to have you do the last one. Are you too far behind? Let's just play it out. Which one would you like?
The easy one. How about learning the Lehrer alphabet?
Learning the Lehrer alphabet.
What is Lehrer?
It's Tom Lehrer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like I said, these words were made for us, right?
Describe these words that can be spelled. There's a key part of this. Be spelled by taking periodic table element abbreviations and building anagrams. All of the anagrams built are in sequential order.
He got rubber duck. I gotta use the periodic table to spell words.
So they're all sequential in the atomic table, but they can skip around. We're building anagrams.
Why did someone set this up?
I swear I did not do this. Don't set up the call.
Would you like to give?
I'll give.
Just remember, all you gotta do is get your partner to say the word. Alright, I'll put 30 seconds on the clock.
Alright.
Go.
Lesson one is, if there's nothing you have, if you have nothing, you pass. Okay, pass. These are cookies that you have with chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers.
Wait, not Snickers. I'm joking. That pass.
Pass. You have a machine. It makes duplicates of things. You're going to copy it.
Yep.
If you're scared, ghost goes boo.
Yep.
You have multiple of these things that I'm pointing at right now.
We had none was the first one. Swore, copy, boo, faces, more, and scare. It was actually really hard writing a category. They had to be sequential. I wasn't going
to
give up.
Can I, like, get one of those calls like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Phone a friend.
Sorry, let's just take a look what the last one was. It was doing the dishes with Myron. Some may have seen that funny picture of a bunch of Greek statues rolling the dishes.
I've seen that.
Describe these unusual items used to create modern sculpture. So the mediums that you would potentially use if you're making really strange sculptures in modern architecture.
Table one.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Go.
Frozen water is
ice.
Yep.
Fork, knife, spoon are all.
Yep.
Things you hang up laundry with on the actual wooden, like,
clothes sticks?
Yep.
You use this to secure two things together, usually paper. It's sticky on one side. I thought this
pass.
Pass. They're building blocks of the really famous ones that I can't say because it's a trademark. Yep. Something that you use on the grill to start it. It's the black smoking
charcoal.
Rock.
Yep.
Not sandals, but
flip-flops. With a score of one by a bunch, Tyra and Hazard are going to go to the bonus round, but I'd like to give a round of applause.
I can remember Vess, but I still gotta spell things from the periodic table.
Sorry, you did better than I couldn't manage five-letter words.
He knows four-letter words.
Four-letter words. But all right, so you two are gonna go to the bonus round. So have you seen how the bonus round works before? Okay, you know them. You just played against the ringer. Alright, so someone has to give, someone has to guess. You have 60 seconds. You can only list things that are in the category. So for instance, what comes up on the screen says yellow things. You can say a ripe banana, but not a banana that is ripe. You can't use prepositions.
Okay, so you use lots of adjectives, but if something says, like, reasons you would do something, it's because I did this, so you can give phrases and stuff like that. All right, so who's gonna go for it?
I will give.
You're going to give. All right, if you would come around, just don't look at the screen. And just try to have a mic in your hand to see what comes off. While I flip it around to the bonus round.
I'm still young. I swear.
All right. So I'm going to reveal the first one, and you can go, and I'll start the clock. Best of luck. Go.
Frog, fox, wolf.
Amphibians.
Yes.
Car, bus, taxi,
modes of transportation.
Airplane,
what I travel,
helicopter.
Vehicles.
Yes.
A lot of four-letter words.
Things that are censored. things that are bad. Things that are bad.
Furry. Alcohol.
Things that are.
You can go nuts with this.
I have no idea. It's a problem. Pass. A classroom, the cafeteria.
Things that are noisy.
Teacher's lounge.
Things that have kids.
Gymnasium.
Things that are big. Things with
football
audience.
Field, soccer field.
Things that arena.
The flagpole outside.
Things that are right.
Principal's office.
Hallway.
Pass.
Okay.
Furry convention, birthday,
things
wedding.
Things that happen once a year. On a day.
Anniversary. Graduation. Pass.
Let's try this real quick. Oh my god, I'm really tall, I yell a lot, and I wear a top hat.
Yes.
I go to a lot of conventions. I get drunk. People make fun of me because I can't spell five-letter words.
I'm not here. Questions.
It's a call.
Things Afterlife might say.
It was an immediate callback. I was trying to do four words.
You did very well with that. You don't know how to love my life. The school reasons are the things you spark. All right. So give Hazard and Pyro a round of applause. I'm going to get some new players. I'm going to introduce my celebrity guests. I got Chris and Fur.
Wait, what?
Yeah! You've been conscripted.
Believe it or not, I'm actually really good at this game.
It happens.
If I don't have to spell things from the periodic table.
It's all right. You did a great job, PG.
He reached it backwards? Probably. You're supposed to bring it to the people who like it.
Honestly, like, that wouldn't happen quite your way, I think.
Hey, Iggy, I've got a confession.
What's that?
I've literally never played or watched Pyramid in my life.
You just watched it. Good job, watching.
Oh, you think I was actually watching and not sitting back there making just heckling comments with Chris the whole time?
Yeah. I gotta get two new players, please.
Was that the guy who was like the street sweeper in Mary Poppins?
No.
That was Dick Van Dyke.
Chris, you're a skunk now.
Oh, I'm a skunk now? Yeah. Aha, I can remember that.
Chris, the comedy skunk.
I go by Zaya.
Zaya, please give Zaya a round of applause.
If I mess up your name, I'm sorry.
Everybody messes up my name. It's designed that way.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah. I have the most original name in the band. I fucked up spelling fire when I was 7, making my first AOL account, and it's stuck ever since. Oh, is that allowed?
I feel like it was correct.
All right, here's the new category. You're a real bore. Dino Nuggies and fourth meal, fight! There's more where this artisanal cheeses came from. Have some CO, too. A numbers game. And a whole otter level.
I get that pun.
Seeing as how Team 2 is up by like 2 or 3 points from the last bonus round score, Chris and Clarkson, what would you like first?
I
Are you going to give first, or am I going to give first?
You choose.
I guess I'll let you choose. Usually it would be the celebrities that would give first, but as long as you each give one, and the last one gets
you. Give first.
I'll give first.
So
all right.
Pick one.
How about we go with a whole otter level?
A whole otter level.
A whole,
sounds adorable.
Yeah. Right? But it's Iggy, so it's probably about, like, German naval tactics.
You're not actually too far in left field.
God, I knew it!
This is describe these things that might have to do with changing elevation.
Oh, that's kind of a normal tactic.
Okay.
It is a yeah. All right. Whole outer level crystal. You and you can decide to
give
the
category. I give you the
what was that?
Once I read off what it is, then you can decide who gives.
Oh, got it.
But now you've seen the card.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Let me sit down so I can score it. Ready? Go.
Anthrocon has these, and it's really annoying to deal with.
Board of directors.
levels.
Elevators.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You go off of these. There's a lot of snow.
Mountains.
They were really popular in the 80s as a film genre, but then they completely got abandoned. you jump off of this.
Diving board?
With a rope tied to your leg.
You said jump.
You already did.
That's the part of disappointment. I like that you referenced the movie that probably only you and me have seen.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just...
Has anyone else seen the movie Ski School?
Nope.
There you go. You have a ski lift. Yeah.
I like the fact that you said the board of directors are annoying.
I was trying to move on from that.
That puts all chances of me ever being staff.
Yeah, I'll take your badge now.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be sending you off with that score. Alright. Alright. Fur and Zai, right? What would you like?
Dino Nuggies.
Which one?
Dino Nuggies and Fourth Meal.
Dino Nuggies and Fourth Meal fight. That one is... Describe these foods you sometimes crave. Describe these foods you sometimes crave.
Who's giving?
All right. Things like crave.
That's I was going to give.
So can I look at it now or do I wait?
Yeah, you can look at it. I'm going to basically say, are you ready? 30 seconds. Are you ready? Go.
Tuesday food.
Tacos.
Yep.
It's awesome. Banana and ice cream.
Sunday.
You said ice cream. Go to the next word.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Keep going.
Sunday morning.
Brunch. Mimosa. Chicken and waffles.
Dunkin'.
Donuts.
Yes. Sorry, that was tricky.
That's not bad.
I thought about it. I was like the ice cream one. And I was like, shoot. I said it. I was like, oh
yeah.
The other ones we had in there were pizza rolls, brownies, nachos, and mac and cheese.
Yeah, I probably should have. Was I allowed to try to skip around on that?
Absolutely. You can
just
say
yeah,
I should have to keep track of where you are.
Okay, I should have skipped around for it.
It's all right. Score is 2-1. We got a hot game here. Mm-hmm. Rousing. We're gonna have Chris and Quaxo pick the next game.
There's more where this artisanal cheeses came from.
What do you think of that one?
I'm guessing it's rare cheese.
I think it has to do with chemical valences.
I have made an impression on Gateway in a way. Describe these words that are inside the words, they're anagrams, of the words that were in the category.
What?
Yep.
I am dyslexic.
Say this again.
How dare you?
Describe these words that are inside the words, or anagrams, of the words that were in the category.
Oh,
so there's more where these artisanal cheeses came from. Which was
all right.
And blocks and socks and stocks on blocks.
Right?
I have made an impression on
her. Mouse. All right,
30 seconds on the clock. I am ready. Go.
Not there, but here?
Yep.
If you're Roman, you are also
Greek.
Florentine or from Naples, you are?
Pass.
Pass. Right. Not hers, but
his?
Yes.
One of the five things you get in Settlers of Catan, the rocky one. Clay, but...
Stone? Brick?
Pass. Not checkers, but chess.
Balance. After the buzzer.
Yeah.
You were looking for ore there, and
ore, that's right.
If your name ends in Eni, or you're a mobster...
Mafia.
It was Italian.
Italian? That makes sense now.
Alright, so ore, chess, you had his trial, and altar were all the ones in there. Alright. Zai and Fur, what would you like?
You're a real boar.
You're
Mr.
a real boar.
Another category you named after me.
Describe these things associated with wild boar.
Yeah.
It's a wild boar, the thing that we are all aware of.
That chess guy.
Just try.
Higgy.
Our esteemed group of writers have been hard at work for several months putting this show
They're
together.
They're all Higgy, yes, and then he goes out to the woods.
We have a person in the woods who tests all the categories.
That's why the WTA is on strike, because they have to write this.
All right, 30 seconds. Go.
Stays up at night.
Not owl.
Pass. Someone who goes out trying to kill animals for food.
Hunter?
Yep.
Someone like Michael Phelps.
Swimmer.
Yep.
The thing that's on the front of elephants.
Trunk?
The hard thing on front of elephants.
Tusk.
Yep.
The place where boars live.
Forest?
Yep.
The things on the side of elephants.
That
was
good for her.
Yeah.
Really good.
I did not realize the similarities between boars and elephants, but now that I think about it.
I was surprised.
I feel like the Fallout like character selection screen between boars and elephants is only like two sliders.
Yes, it was ears, snout, and...
This is very interesting.
Nocturnal.
Yeah, you're right. It's just really like that direction of it.
It is 6-3, so Fuxum and Chris, you get first dibs on this last pick. You need at least three to tie. Keep the game going.
Let's do a number game. I'm down.
All right, let's do a numbers game.
So it's probably like about the number game.
I can start with the category first. Did you have a guess what you thought it was about, Chris?
Oh, I was going to say, it's probably like the number of dead people in Game of Thrones.
These things that involve counting in some way where the numbers are not in the usual sequence of Arabic numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. So you may be counting something different or jumping around.
Oh, let me do this because I do not know any of the names of the things.
Go for it. I'll say no. I was a math major,
so,
but that doesn't mean.
So
anything
this is like places or like topics or things that might involve where the counting doesn't go in the typical sequence you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just try to get as many as you can. Number 30 on the clock. Go.
15 love.
Tennis.
Yep.
Grandfather.
Grandmother. Clock.
Yep.
You intervals of these
music.
Pass. And it counts time.
Watch. Clock. Stopwatch.
Usually it's
sand timer.
Pass.
That's.
We were looking for hourglass there.
Yeah.
We had Roman numerals. Switch numerals. Dot, Morse code, darts, and floors. A lot of hotels skip various floors or various university buildings.
I was actually at a hotel last con that actually did have a floor 13, and I had to stay on that floor. It was very weird. Yeah, like legit, there was actually a floor 13.
Did you survive?
I think Doubletree has
I think I'm still here.
Floor 13.
I think it's
the US or was it European?
So let's have a look at what that last category was. I'll have some CO2. Describe these words that always start with CO. They all start with CO.
Cool.
CO.
Okay.
Whoever wants to get is to see what's
going
on.
You
want to
get?
Okay. Or you're already going to the bonus round.
Okay.
Let's just play it out. One.
Okay, before it even starts, one of them's got to be condom.
All right, well, start.
Business.
Company.
Yeah.
Grocery store mother. Hands these to cashiers.
Cash.
All the time. Makes the cashiers really annoyed because she hands her down right at the end.
Check giver? Coupon.
Word candy.
Cotton.
Yeah. I am very angry with you. I am going to
cross.
Give you a
concussion? Karen. Complaint. Complaint.
Yeah,
time to.
Okay. Condensation where they're remaining. All right. So, please give a round of applause. Zai and Bird with the bonus round. Who wants to give?
Yeah, can you recap? Because
So you're gonna get 60 seconds on the clock. One person gets closer the entire time.
Okay.
They're gonna stand over there. The other person does not look at the board. They range in difficulty from easier to harder.
So
and the object
here?
Is you can. So you can't pantomime or anything in this. You can only list things that are in the category. So for instance, if it says a yellow thing, and you say a ripe banana, great clue. If you say a banana that is ripe, I'm gonna buzz you.
My mom with jaundice.
Probably works. You use your case prepositions, and if it says something like things alkali would say, you just go nuts. You can basically say anything that they would say.
Okay.
Including prepositions.
Yeah.
You can also, if it's like reasons you park your car somewhere, it's like, well, because that's, you have a lot more leeway with things like that. But
okay.
If it's a very thing like parts of a school, only list up in the things of things.
Okay.
All right. Best of luck. 60
I
seconds.
I don't follow
pass.
Where these lines blur at all.
Just try to get him to say what's on the screen.
Okay.
And they're trying to guess the category that you're describing.
Okay, just turn around.
Yeah, right.
See what I have to deal with, KP?
Huh?
See what I have to deal with?
I had to deal with the frickin' periodic table. I'm never going to let you live that down.
There's a lot of things. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Here's the first one, then I'll start the timer. Go.
Places you go to eat.
Restaurants.
Yep. Okay, that's an illegal clue, but just keep going. You would have to list, like,
just
stop the clock. Stop the clock.
Okay.
Give examples on the category.
Sorry,
examples.
I forgot. I'm in bonus round mode, not in normal mode. I get it. Okay.
All right, go ahead and pick it up. I'll give you a few more seconds.
Moby Dick, Harry Potter.
Books.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Complaints, anger.
How are you even here? I thought you had a 4.0 GPA.
Skip.
Let's go fly kites. Let's go on the swing. Let's go.
Playground playing.
I want to go sunbathe in the nude.
That's
skip.
Not, really not bad.
The blades, the buttons, the jug, the bananas, the ice. The berries, the tequila, the vodka, the power plug,
the blender,
yes,
gonorrhea.
Wow.
The body.
Things you share.
I really want to play with fur now.
Phrasing.
Yeah, phrasing. Please give a round of applause for Zai and Justin.
I just want to say one thing. I have won two things now, and both times he has said my name originally correctly, and then it's always changed to Zai.
I'm sorry. Yeah, correctly. It was Zaya. Oh my goodness. There's a lot of Z's. I got two. I'll get you for the next one. I should have enough games that anyone that had their hands up.
Oh shit. Wait, damn it.
If you want to sit down,
I'll swap out with you for her. I know the periodic table.
Now you do.
But do you know things you share?
I genuinely do know the periodic table.
It's going hard right
at the end there. Sorry, yeah.
All right. Please introduce yourself to the audience if you would.
Hello, I'm Zenatsu, or just Dan, is fine. And I'm Clay Waters, Otter Bear.
Please give them both a round of applause. Clay. Zenatsu and Clay. All right, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi. All right, I will unveil the categories. I need something more warm than this.
If you would like to play a pseudo game show, please step in.
When you say pseudo game show, I'll have you know.
It's a real game show.
It's for legal reasons.
Reasons. Can I switch partners?
This is not that show. There were shows that they had that they would basically have this procedure where it's like, all right, switch partners, and they would play partner-changing music. Yeah, and they would literally walk around. It wasn't the only one, but that was the one that probably you remember.
Oh, that's what was happening in that room party last night.
All right, here's the new round. Be our guest. Pretend everyone is naked to make it better. If it were an insult comic book.
If I were.
The Gulf War.
Nice.
Do some of my best work in the dark.
Jesus.
And hate getting grilled. Alright, so, Chris and Clay, who would you like?
Sure, let's try
Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest. That was just close enough to avoid copyright infringement.
I bet it's about, like, restaurant terms.
Sort of. It's describe these things you may offer or give to a house guest. Things you may offer or give to a house guest.
It's actually not like a weird, icky level
pun.
Got it.
They can't
all
be winners.
Wow. At least a couple of them. What should
I mean, if you really want to show... Like, that was sort of one of the inspirations for the show, was just go Iggy with it, so.
Oh, I love it.
Because the content was a little bit amorphic, so there's a little bit of Greek and other, like, Myron and stuff in there. All right, 30 seconds, and I'm now ready. Go.
An alcoholic beverage.
Drink.
Yes.
Fork, spoon, and a big
knife,
meal.
Plate, dinner.
Yes.
A car.
And,
can you pick me up?
Yes.
These roses are beautiful.
Flowers.
Yes.
I want to dry off after a shower.
Towel.
Yes.
It's my front door.
It's a key.
Yep.
And I'm going to sit on it, lay on it. It's like three cushions wide.
A couch.
Not more for it.
Sofa.
Sofa. Nice job, buddy. I almost got at six. It's an excellent score.
Dang.
You got your work cut out for you, Zenatsu and Fur. What would you like?
Pretend everyone is naked to make it better.
All right. I figured that was the first one I was going to go.
I tell myself that every day.
You were wrong.
What do you think it is?
Things you would find in Fur's house.
No. I think
bodies?
It's...
Well, I mean, they are
naked.
That
would be a category to make it better. Was naked.
I think it's common techniques to manage stress and or anxiety.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Describe these things occupations have to do with speaking in front of an audience.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Who's giving?
All right. That's who's going to give.
Cocaine.
Hang on, I got to get the clock going here. Number 30 seconds on the clock. And go.
They're vastly underpaid and...
Interns. Stagehands.
You go to school and you see the...
Students.
The other part of that...
Teachers.
Yes.
The head of our country.
President.
Yep.
What he thinks he is?
God.
What Kage does...
Drink.
Every convention, he has a special show.
Perform. Monologue. Complain about trips to Europe. Comedian.
Yes!
Yeah!
I like Fur's answer. Can I just give Fur 99 points and just end the game? The other ones were... priest, CEO, mayor, and news anchor.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the way you explained that.
What part of describe these things, occupations, having to do with speaking in front of an audience you didn't get?
I thought you meant describe these methods that people use to learn how to speak better.
Oh, but there was the word occupation.
For the record, I don't know what the word occupation actually means.
It's class.
I didn't know what that word meant.
Okay.
That's a different story.
I still don't know what it means.
I went to therapy and I almost got my mom in trouble for not knowing what the word occupation meant because I thought lied and said it was a weird ritual where we threw meat on our dog's grave. I just didn't want to look stupid.
All right.
Congratulations, you no longer looked stupid.
I know.
Hey, I think I'm a comedian. I'm also good. So, all right, Chris and Clay, what would you like?
I want Hank's getting grilled because I think it's Hank Hill. I think it's King of the Hill trivia. Please.
Describe these things you may see at a barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
But we could involve prohibitive hands.
I'm gonna put 30 seconds on the clock. Go.
Two buns, the thing that...
Hot dog, hamburger.
Yes.
The little black rocks.
Charcoal.
Yes.
You lounge in it between two trees.
Hammock.
Yep.
They float up, you can suck them. Okay. They keep things... well...
A cooler.
Yes.
A table.
Yes.
It's a sport and you play.
Greenhouse.
Got a little more
volleyball.
And you passed on they pop. Oh.
To quote a cartoon, if I had a nickel for every time charcoal was a password on this game show, yeah, I would have two nickels. Which isn't a lot, but it's a weird that it's happened twice.
Well, sometimes it fits in a category, and doing the dishes with Myron, it kind of fit well, so.
At least it's not propane and propane accessories.
The golf floor.
Golf floor. The
golf
floor.
You bring charcoal into this house, I'm gonna walk you in the cellar.
I say this is golf terms, but no, you're gonna be like, these have to do with Earl Golfington of the Byzantine Empire.
You're pretty close. Describe these animals that might interrupt your golf game. It's a golf war. Number 30 on the clock. Whoops. Go.
They're from Canada and they suck.
Geese.
Yep.
You hit them with your car. They stare your wind. They stare your headlights and then you hit them.
Oh,
a
deer.
Yeah.
Dragger's scared of them. They make honey.
Bees.
Yeah.
There's a day after them. Bill Murray.
Yes.
They are chompy, teethy things from Florida. They bite.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah.
They are really adorable, and they're marsupials from America. Pass. Fart squirrels. Let's go.
Alright, Zanatsu and Burr, you're down by three, at least three to stay in the game. Which one would you like?
Wait, what was the one he passed on?
Oh, it was a possum and skunk.
Fart squirrel.
They got the rest of them.
What was your pick for possum?
Fart squirrel.
American marsupial. Yeah.
This is a really good clip.
Best work in the dark.
Pogo possum.
Some of my best work in the dark. Describe these things or occupations that are done at night or in dark environments.
Oh, God.
So things that are done in dark environments might be occupations or other types of... In fact, I'll just tell you, all of these are occupations.
Oh, I thought you were just going to tell me all of these.
Yeah, all of them are occupations. Are you kidding? Thirty on the clock. Go.
Bow chicka bow bow. Drop the bass.
DJ.
Yep.
The guy from Five Nights at Freddy's who dies a lot. Your main character.
Security guard.
Yes.
Someone who looks at stars.
Astrologer.
Astrology.
Astronomy.
Yes, I'll take it.
Someone who fights things that catch on boom. Pass. Someone who helps doctors.
Nurses.
Yes.
Someone who makes vehicles go.
Mechanic.
Firefighter, driver, and air traffic controller were the ones.
Makes vehicles
go. The last category is.
I like it.
category is, if I were an insult comic dog,
I would poop on you.
Describe these things related to puppet theater. Describe these things related to puppet theater.
Oh, come on! You can't give that to Chris!
Waka waka!
You need two away.
Yeah, that's fine.
On the clock. Go.
Marionettes are on
strings.
They're operated by your
puppet or your pinkies.
Yes. The place where people perform.
A stage.
Yes.
I'm using my
acting voice.
Yes. A fishing
line.
Yeah, the pole is called a
fishing rod.
Yes. What you're wearing is your
outfit.
Is this expensive?
Yes. It was a costume and story.
All right,
great job. And now we're going to have Clay and Chris play the bonus round. Who would like to get? I'm going to set it up while you figure that one out. Get in position.
I can
re-explain
how
it
works. I will give.
You should give, because I would never... I'll give every... I will mess up everything.
All right. So you understand the rules for the bonus round play, right? List things that are in the... You seem like a ringer, so let's go. Let's do this. All right. I got 60 seconds. I will start it once I show the first category. Best of luck. Go.
Oh, pancakes, waffles... orange juice.
Things you need for breakfast?
Yes.
Statue of Liberty. Stonehenge.
Famous monuments, wonders of the world.
Mount Rushmore.
I'll take it.
Oh. I can't believe that this is my very first time at Anthro New England. Where's the bathroom at? A dealer's den.
Things you might say at your first work convention.
Yes.
I need a variance. I need to give a bribe to the Chicago guy.
Things you might tell Boozy Badger. you wouldn't tell a cop.
I need to apply for a permit. I need to contribute to his campaign.
Oh, things you might need to do to be a senator?
Let's see if we can get to you, Chris. I have to visit them because I'm hoping them getting reelected. I'm visiting them because my name is Tom.
You can't say this.
Yes, he is. Hold on.
You're right.
And go over here, corner.
What?
Animal Crossing, we're going to address the buzzer gun.
Because you want a civic order.
No. Go over there.
Because Annabelle's not giving me.
Oh, that felt so good!
The category is how any laws.
Because my name's Tom, and I'm a cartoon character. Because I'm trying to get them reelected. Because
I want this city's laws changed.
Because
I want to run this city and talk to someone.
Because I'm angry and I want to yell at somebody.
Things you would say if you wanted to change civil law, I don't know.
Mayor.
Oh, that's dumb.
Bring that up.
Well, that's a fantastic job. Who likes to open play that has? I'm going to take you and you, and I have a couple.
Okay, actually, I better move, because you want to visit Adam West.
This is the last game show I have. So you had your hand up?
Because you wanted to complain about streetlight placement.
Feel free to have a seat.
That's fine.
Oh, you like me. You really like me.
He's a good dog.
Oh, it's okay.
All right.
Would you introduce yourself to the audience, please?
I'm Dempsey.
Welcome, Baldwin Dempsey, to the show.
I'm Semantics.
Semantics?
Yes.
I love it. Round of applause. Semantics and playing with Chris and Fur, respectively. Let me reveal the fourth game. I heard that groan purr.
That was a what?
If you call me Izzy again, we're gonna have to have a throwdown of Olympic mascots.
Wait, did I go? Oh,
you sure did. But I let you have your moment because it's still my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday!
All right, here's the round. I'll reset the scores. The Lawry's seasoning salt. Party on, Wayne. The A to Z way. Those jingles in your pocket make me glad you came. The Bactra Machia of these exciting times.
What?
Having seen it, and I smell oil and rich people.
Iggy, you have too much free time on your hands.
All of these are so esoteric. I like that.
What?
Beverly Hillbillies, Canada.
All right. Last game was won by Chris's team, so we're going to have Fur and Symantec. Symantec's pick.
The Lowry seasoning salt.
Out of all of those, that's the one you're going to
get. I feel that that's going to be, like, the most fucked up.
I'm from East Tennessee.
It
goes
is.
On everything.
You're pretty close. So, describe these things that you would generally not have without having something else exist. So it's things similar to what you're thinking. They exist as a seasoning, if you will, to another thing.
So,
they need something else to exist to exist.
Everything.
Esoteric. Take that for. All right. 30 seconds. Go.
Robin to Batman. Robin is Batman's
sidekick.
Yep. You put your keys into this to open a door.
Lock.
Yep. When you hear light, when you see lightning, you're gonna hear
thunder.
Yep. You put this on a horse.
Saddle.
Yep. You put this in the ground to make a plant grow.
Seed.
Yep. Sometimes alcohol is the
abuse.
pass.
Solution and opponent.
Sometimes alcohol is the solution.
Maybe you have an infected.
Maybe you have something like, I don't know, a hydrochloric acid that you need to dilute. Alcohol is the solution.
All right, Devastator and Chris, what would you like?
What are you thinking? Okay, how about we go with the back scratcher mayo machina. It's pronounced back scratcher mayo.
Okay, I'm lying. All right.
Bat ranch mayo.
The Bactromachia of these exciting times. Describe these objects or topics that some may have a trivial argument about. A trivial argument about.
Okay, I think I got what you're saying. What's the word Bactromachia mean?
It has to do with exactly what I just said.
I mean, okay. That's like a $20 word. Okay.
What's a $2 word?
I don't know. Probably Bat Scratcher Mayo is the $2 version.
Bactromachia are exciting times. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Cats, dogs, fish.
Animal.
Pet.
Yes.
You drink these. You can get like four of them.
Shot, soda, water.
Of that ilk.
Beverage.
Yes.
You listen to this. Fur plays it.
Music.
Yep.
You eat this. It comes in a square. Everyone argues about the different types of it.
Ranch.
It can also
dressing.
It can also come in a triangle. Nah.
Where the heck do you get a pizza in a triangle?
Each slice is a triangle.
Do you think I eat pizza by the slice?
I mean, some people. I mean, yeah. Sorry, I don't smell like oil and rich people. I can only afford one slice, not the whole pie.
All right. Semantics and Merck.
I smell of oil and rich people.
All right.
my shit.
Oh, describe these things you may see on the grid at a motor race. Describe these things you might see on the grid at a motor race.
At a motor race?
A motor race, like sports cars, yes.
Aww.
No one's said that since like 1970.
I was really like Iggy.
Come, family, let us go to the motor race. I heard the Model T's are back in town.
I live next to Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right, so knowing that now, who wants to get this?
Me.
All right. Well, would you rather have me say the autos first?
The autos! I dare say. Did you see what happened at the grid on the motor race?
I heard that several autos may have had a collision.
All right. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
The object that you are...
Car.
High society, picture glam, people that show up.
Press. Observers. Observers?
Not Macaulay Culkin. It's okay, pass. The people that are in the...
Racers. Drivers.
Yep, okay. The stickers that are outside the car.
Decals. Sponsors.
We're looking
numbers?
For advertising. Celebrities, models, singer, and mechanics.
Alright.
Fail. Not bad. Alright, let's still do a close game. So we got three left. And we're back over to Devasi and Chris.
I like jingles.
Those jingles?
Yeah, those jingles.
Well, those jingles in your pocket would be glad you came. Alright.
I hope this is about Jingle All the Way trivia.
No, describe these things that can be coin operated.
No, it's fine.
Nope.
You can be about it.
Coin operated things. Like, you know.
No, I get it. It makes more sense.
Alright, Devasi, let me sit down. You get 30 on the clock for y'all. Ready? Go.
A arcade soda, a snack vendor,
a vending machine.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Good. Remember, you can describe anything. Keep going. It's not like the bonus round.
Arcade
cabinet, the video game machine, fighting stick,
billiards, paddles.
Board games?
Pinball machine. Okay. We had pinball machine, air pump, washer, pool table, copy machine, and binoculars.
Binoculars.
Alright, but you get to pick again, Devasi and Chris. Which one would you like? You need a few to catch up.
I'm feeling having seen it. Having see sinus.
Same.
Nope.
Having sinuses, according to Chris.
Is this all about the character who played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump?
Yes.
He might got no legs.
Describe these things associated with Paris.
Paris.
Or that you may visit there. So ooh, things to do with Paris, lunch. Things with attractions, and that kind of thing. So do with Paris. Alright, you need
Paris.
A bunch?
What was that?
You need a bunch.
Oh,
I think
you
need three to at least tie.
Yeah.
Alright. Go.
Two people making out, but like they think it's special.
Couple.
They feel it between
lovers.
Them. You feel it in the air. Pass.
Right.
The thing that everyone drives around, it's really annoying and it's in the middle of the... Pass. You high blank. You wear it, it's very expensive. You can say, oh, this is from France and it's really fancy.
Perfume.
Things of that ilk. Like clothing. Oftentimes,
yes. We're looking for romance on the first one. Arc de Triomphe on the second one. We have bicycles, cafes, gardens, and culture. Alright, so let's have a look at what the last one was. Party Onway, the A to Z way. Describe these items which are among the most commonly ordered things on Amazon. So, most commonly ordered things on Amazon.
Oh.
A to Z.
There's that Iggy flare.
You didn't think that having seen it was we were like to give
a little more
yeah.
for the bonus
okay.
round?
Okay.
Alright. Okay. Go.
They ran out of this during the pandemic.
Toilet paper.
Yep.
Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Playing cards. Or card games.
The point of this is to share it with one another.
Trading cards?
Yes. This is the thing that makes cold cubes of water.
Ice trays.
It's a machine.
You said make.
Okay, fine. Pass.
Hey, fur.
No. I really, truly, and honestly do not believe that number four is something that is commonly ordered on Amazon.
It's one of the highest household items on Amazon.
I don't believe that for a second.
I watch a lot of QVC, as you might imagine. I can tell you that they sell an ice maker every day.
No, microscopes.
Microscopes? Yeah.
I don't remember going on QVC when I was sick from school and having to watch it all day and be like, oh yeah, the new microscope. It's dual lens design.
Yeah,
you just did all that chemistry.
Yeah, it's up there. I didn't understand it either, but I checked it and I'm like, well, it's one of the top rated things. So
okay.
Alright, let's give Demacy and my wonderful round of applause. And so we're going to go to the bonus round. So who wants to give? If you need a refresher, I'll give it to you.
Receive. You want a receipt?
Okay.
Well. I mean,
yeah. That'll cost you, Fur.
I believe you, Fur.
Samantha, can I ask something about your culture? Does the color of the pub mask mean anything? Are you like a hate
coat?
No. Oh, okay.
No, but you're not wrong.
I just spent like years assuming something that was wrong.
Some people do it, but most don't.
You assumed something about a furry? And you were wrong?
What did they say about assuming
how
about
dare her? You?
Two donkey suits show up and just drag you off to their room party.
Alright, 60 seconds
and
on
then
the clock.
And he
perked up too.
What?
He perked up when you said that. Keep writing your fanfiction. I want to hear it.
Oh my god.
I
want to
hear more of it. Alright, but 6 seconds on the clock and then I'll start after revealing the first one. You know how it works. We're good?
Yeah.
Alright, great. Go.
Yugoslavia, Slovenia, United
States. Czech Republic.
United States, France, Germany.
You're trying to guess what he's doing.
Countries.
Yes.
Shirts, pants, underwear. Clothing.
Yes.
Let's get ready to rumble. In
Boston.
This corner, you have Bobby Flay. Pass. I slept with your girlfriend.
Cheating.
I am sorry because I committed tax fraud. I would like to. I ran into your dog.
Trump.
Pass. Cars. Those little stripes.
Racetrack.
Rest stops. Semi trucks.
Way station.
Mile markers. Medians. Pass. Bikes. Minstrel.
Cyclists.
I like the fact that bike didn't give it to him, but minstrel did.
Hush. I just got out of a divorce.
So yeah, what a wrestling announcer might say, reason you apologize and things on the highway.
What a wrestling announcer might say.
Is that an illegal foreign object?
I like that you started with something I've actually never heard except at like WrestleMania 13 or something.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought
you were listing things the wrestling announcer would say, not things a wrestler would say.
What do you think the words are?
Oh, I can't read.
Actually, no. Let's get ready for Rumble as a boxing
term.
That's
a boxing term.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and in this corner, also a boxing thing.
Yes.
No, that is wrestling. Well,
they do a lot of crossing, but just like, yeah, that was the clue. Please give a round of applause to Samantha. Let's put everybody out there, hand up. Come on up. We're going to make sure everyone has a chance to play. And I'm going to pull out the extra game that I have. All right. Chris and Fur are about to play.
Oh, what?
Woo!
Oh, sweet.
Oh, awesome. Well, I
have
to do
the right now.
I'll get those in the chat so you can figure that one out. So, feel free to throw you a seat.
Okay. That's down to three, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Right, 2, 3,
only
go.
One of them is
okay.
Best out of
three.
So,
yeah.
Three
plus. RPC with RPS plus, right?
Oh!
Right. So, that might be relevant.
That's irrelevant. You four just did that. You just took what you said.
But thanks again to Chris and Fur. I'm just making sure everyone had a chance. So none of you are at First Square because we're gonna go with a theme that I use at First Square. So I'm gonna tell you what theme of that. Well, let's see what Ken is.
I'm gonna say that's the whole thing.
I'm Toxby. I'm a Tasmanian tiger from Connecticut.
Toxby.
Toxby.
Toxby. Got it. Welcome to the show.
Boss Leopard.
Boss Leopard. And you are?
I'm Yuri White Lions.
Yuri? All right. And you are?
Sukonko the Panda. I'm Green Red Panda. All
right, cool. Sukonko?
Sukonko.
Sukonko. Got it. Sukonko. Thank you. All right, welcome all to the show. Give a big round of applause. So, at First Square, we ran a con that was based on, it was called Jurassic Park, if I'm not mistaken. I'll reveal them again in a second. Jurassic Park, so that's the theme, but these categories are all going to be from that. And I have a bonus game going with that as well. All right. Make sure I have my list in front of me, because this is all going to change. Oops. All right, cool. Great. All right, so I'm going to reveal these one at a time for y'all. Water Closet World.
What formatting of that?
About the ball pit. We're all very sorry. Very sorry indeed. Remember the thing I just told you? This Jurassic Park. The bird is the herd. Maybe we can watch the pigeons plot in secrecy. We've got hooks for your hops. And I've decided to endorse your bark. All right, so which team won the first? Team won last time, so I'll have you two pick which category you'd like first.
Okay. Let's go with that. We'll take the ball pit one.
About the ball pit, we're all very sorry indeed. This one was, describe these things that may not live up to expectations. Sorry. Who would like to do? All right, I'll put 30 seconds on the clock for you. Go.
The worst app on your phone. It's pretty much doom scrolling. Everybody
Twitter. Oh, I gave you the wrong category. Hang on.
That was good, though, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to continue with that. We're going to continue with that. I apologize. I'm going to flip it around. I'm going to tell you. I believe that one is the bird is the herd.
Okay.
That one is the bird is the herd.
Twitter never lives up to my expectations.
About the ball pit, we're very sorry. I'm going to give you 25 seconds. And you have the first one. Continue from there. Go.
He's big and yellow.
Is Zaper.
It? Yep.
He sells Fruit Loops.
Chicken and Sam.
Yep.
Arr.
Pirate.
Yep.
Three letters, and it's a new show.
Fox News?
Skip?
Yeah, keep going.
The coolest yellow bird in Final Fantasy.
Chocobo.
Yep.
Awesome. It's the park, and it's the middle in New York.
You said park. Go back to
the... Oh!
It's a network. It's a network, also Comcast, Peacock.
NBC?
Good job.
Peacock Network.
Oh. I don't know. I would know.
NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said Park and Central Park.
Nah.
But you got four. You got five. You got five. Five, right?
That's pretty good.
All right, sorry about that. Okay. I have all my cards in order now. I won't screw that one up again. All right, other team. What would you like?
Endorse your Bart.
I've decided to endorse your Bart. This one is... Describe these things you might find at a dog park.
Oh.
Again with that kind of thing. Alright, 30 seconds on the clock. I'll tell you when to go. Go.
Something that you play with.
Tennis ball, frisbee.
More general.
Just the ball. And toy.
Yes.
Something that is drilled under something.
A hole.
Like a mountain. You do like a
inner road. Cave.
something up. Skip.
Sorry?
Something that grows in the park. They're very large.
Yep.
Something that you put around your house because you don't want people going there.
Locks?
No.
We're looking for fence on that one. And the one you skipped was tunnels, and pools, benches, and fountain were the other ones. Alright, we'll go back to team one over here. What would you like?
Let's try to do what we were trying to do before. Hold
it. Yeah. Alright. Describe these things that may not live up to expectations.
Like the category.
Like the category.
If you saw the screen in front of me, they're all offset by one. So that's how I lost the track of it. Because I normally would have the other lead sheet. Alright, cool.
Just quick, are synonyms allowed?
Yeah.
As long as you don't say the word on the
card. If it's baseball, you can't say base or ball.
Yes.
But everything else is pretty cool. Even direct opposites, if it's like not sell, but if for some reason any of these have a parenthesis, that's just to help you understand what it is. You have to get your partner to guess whatever word is not in parentheses, okay. But I don't think you have any of that.
This is things
that don't live up to expectations. Go.
Cinema. Movies?
Yep.
Holiday.
Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Trip you take.
Vacations?
Yep.
Famous person from Hollywood.
Celebrities?
Yep.
Something you say on December 31st.
Happy New Year.
New Year's
about, celebration.
About party. What you want to do.
Resolutions.
Yes.
A present.
A birthday.
Yes. In other words, yes. Place you want out to eat.
Restaurants.
Yep. Thanks again to Chris, Comedy Bunny, and Fur. Thanks again to them. Comedy Bunny on Twitter. I don't know what Fur does. But they live in a dome house.
Fur doesn't know what Fur does.
Alright, Team 2, what would you like?
Pigeons.
Maybe we can watch the pigeons plot in secrecy. This one is... Describe these animals you might see at the Milwaukee Zoo, which is very near that convention. Animals you might see at a zoo. Alrighty. 11. I gave you the wrong one.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I did it again.
You said you
I blame Excel because I loaded them in Excel.
Thank you. We'll just make sure that if you're gonna give on that one, don't worry about it. All right, my apologies again. 30 seconds, go.
They have horns. They have weird yellow eyes. They go baa. They
random goat.
Yes.
They are. You find them at aquariums. They're
fish.
They're look. They it rolls into a ball and
armadillo.
Yeah. They live in. They're an aquatic mammal. They have. Like, it's like a ferret, but it's like bigger and has like buck teeth.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, bad. Okay. Nice job. You got a bunch. You're still down behind a few. Let's. You get to go again. Which category would you like? You get to choose your gifts. Once I tell you what it is.
Water closet world.
Okay. So you saw the other one. So you can choose who gives on this. Water Closet World is... Describe these things you might find in a bathroom.
Okay. I'll give.
Thirty seconds. Go.
You shit in it.
On toilet.
Yes.
You brush your hair with it.
Comb?
Yep.
You gargle in your mouth.
What mouthwash?
Yeah, you said mouth, keep going.
Oh, shit. You weigh yourself on it.
Scale.
Yep.
Your toilet's stuck.
Plunger.
Yep.
You do this with your teeth. You shave.
A razor.
Yep. Then you got a toothbrush, right?
You did get a toothbrush, yeah.
Okay, cool. We just buzzed you on the mouthwash. You're still doing great. Alright, so we got hooks for your hops. That one is. Describe these things at a trampoline park. Again, with the theme.
I was afraid it was going to be about beer. I don't drink beer, so I wouldn't know anything about.
It's actually a reference to spring concepts in physics.
I was afraid it was going to be about Lost.
Alright, you just need a couple to win. I'll put 30 seconds on the clock for you. Go.
They're kind of in the squares and they're squishy.
Sponge.
It's very much like a sponge, but it's this pit.
Foam.
Yes.
There's four of them in most rooms.
Corners.
There's one there, and one there, and there.
Pass it.
Alright, pass. You pull on this in tug of
war.
You pull this.
Rope.
Yes.
You throw this through a hoop.
Basketball.
Yep.
You try to get out of the way of this one.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Wall is what you're looking for. Go-karts and zip lines.
It's okay. It's one of those things that's so simple that you're overthinking.
I'm going to form us if anybody's in my veins again.
Toxie
and
Voss.
Please give them both a round of applause. Bonus round. Who would like to give?
So
you're gonna list things that are in the category, and remember the guesser. You're trying to guess what that category is. It's not like it's not like the front game. Alright, are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Great. I said 206. I am loaded and ready to go. I'll show you the first one and best of luck to you. Go.
Schnauzer, Chihuahua.
Yes.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Snacks, treats,
hazelnut.
Flavors.
Butterscotch.
Flavors of candy. Flavors of coffee.
Pistachio.
I'm gonna give it. Keep going.
Birch.
Types of trees.
Elm.
Yes.
Sand.
Things
from
the beach.
Yes.
A ball. A bowling ball.
Things that you compete with. Tools of the sport.
Pass. A scale.
Okay, things you find at a gym. Things that a medical.
A weight scale.
Things you might get mad at.
A justice scale.
Oh my gosh. Things to assert authority. Things that.
Oh man.
Things to gauge morality. Things to gauge afterlife.
Your checkbook.
I said your checkbook.
Oh,
I think you balanced.
Yep. And the other one right before that, a bowling ball.
Dice.
Things you throw.
Oh, yeah. Blood. Nope, not throw.
Oh, things you.
A blunt.
A roll. Things you roll. Yeah.
And I think I gave you the other one. So you did a great job.
It was.
Yuri and.
Sakongo.
Please give them both a round of applause. Everybody who trained the ice with KP at the beginning, thank you all for being a part of the game shows I run at this convention. I hope you enjoyed all of them. I hope everyone got a chance to play that wanted to. I hope you had a great time. I hope you have a great rest of your convention. You'll next see me at the Charity Who's Line at noon. You'll next time you'll see me at is Indie Short Con. Iggy Dinosaur on Twitter if you want to reach out to me or see what's up. I do my best to keep up with stuff at the con, but obviously I'm everywhere. But thanks again very much for having the con.
All right, yeah.
I hope you all have a great time. Good night.